Gay Davis, another member of the parliamentary team. And Gay, it's now been confirmed. 10 billion rand is being readied to be handed over to SAA.
Well, John, we'll only know the figure once the finance minister tells us. But that was the sum that was being bandied about this morning in the Standing Committee on Finance, where SAA was there, not Dudumieni. She had a tooth extracted yesterday, so she sent her apologies. She is in Cape Town, though. But we heard from the Treasury DG, Dondo Mokgojane, and the Deputy Minister of Finance, Sisa Buthelezi, was there, along with SAA's Chief Financial Officer, Pumeza Nancy, and other members. So we heard that they are planning, according to the Treasury DG, to bring a special appropriation bill. The amount is around 10 billion rand, and that is essentially going to help SAA meet the debt which matures at the end of this month. That's 2 weeks' time, John. 6.8 billion rand coming due, and Treasury in negotiations with lenders. We know that Citibank has said that it doesn't really want to roll over the 1.8 billion that it is owed, but discussions are continuing with them as well. And we also know, or found out from this morning's meeting, that SAA needs 2.4 billion rand in working capital to see it through to the end of March next year. So this bailout is essentially going to be covering the debt that becomes due and the working capital that SAA needs to keep afloat. They can't sign off on their financial statements because technically they're not a going concern, and they've got to have these plans in place. The problem is that Parliament goes into a two-week recess on Monday. So it looks as though there's going to have to be a special sitting of Parliament called. MPs will have to come back from their constituencies from all over the country to sit in order to pass the special appropriations bill, which, according to Dondo Mokgojane, has already been drafted. But as I say, we don't know how it's all going to be divided up or where the money's coming from, John.
And essentially they have no choice because of the refusal of so many of the lenders to roll over the loans any longer because of the nature of these sort of cross guarantees that if SAA defaults, then a whole lot of other lenders call in a whole lot of other loans to the likes of Transnet and Eskom. And that is a very, very serious financial crisis. Did you get the sense that this is being done with long teeth or that Treasury is comfortable with handing over more money to a state-owned institution which has taken and taken and taken and taken?
I think what I did get from the people who were speaking this morning is that the lenders particularly are raising issues of poor governance at SAA, and particularly the extension of the tenure of Dudumieni, the SAA chairperson, the board chairperson, because you'll remember that she was reappointed chairperson for a year, and that expired in September. And the finance minister, Malusi Gigaba, extended her tenure until such time as SAA has its annual general meeting, which is set down for the 3rd of November. Now, you're supposed to inform the what used to be Cipro, but you know the company's register, basically the registrar, to tell them that there's been this decision's been taken, and it's supposed also to have gone through to cabinet. Now neither of these things have been done, and there was a degree of frustration expressed not only by MPs but also the chair of the Standing Committee on Finance, Eunice Karim, saying you know that this has to be dealt with. I mean that cabinet has to actually tick the, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's on this, because otherwise there's a question mark over the legality of Miani's position as chair of the board. Other questions this morning were, when is the new CEO coming on board, Mr. Jahana from Vodacom, and how much is he going to be paid? And that information wasn't readily forthcoming. It will be communicated to the committee. But I think that there's a lot of concern about the fact that this bill is now going to be rushed through. It's obviously not money that's going to be drawn down from the National Revenue Fund because it's not a Section 16 application in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, as was the 2.2 billion rand which SAA has already received as a bailout so that it could pay off the loan that Standard Chartered said it wasn't prepared to roll over. think that was at the end of July.
Is this an unlikely scenario that the opposition parties don't send anybody back to the special sitting, which would have to be called during the recess to pass this bill, and some ANC members, because of prior commitments, are not able to come back, and so Parliament is not quorate, so this bill cannot be passed, so SAA defaults?
Well, I think Parliament, I think the decision is going to have to be taken by the Speaker as to whether Parliament actually can have a special sitting, because obviously there are costs involved in all of that. Dondo Mokgojane said to me, look, they're going to go cap in hand. But he says if Parliament tells them it's not possible, they're going to have to look at another plan. But the clock is ticking. 2 weeks to go. It's not a lot of room to manoeuvre.
Not at all. Gade Evis, our parliamentary correspondent. Thanks very much.